So radicalism comes in many different forms. We'll concentrate, though, on agitation for political reform. And it's important to stress that this story does not begin in 1815, even though a lot of syllabuses may begin in 1815. This one, as they say, has form. There is a radical legacy from the French Revolution, which broke out in 1789. And also, if you go far enough back, there are those who are agitating for parliamentary reform, trying to get rid of old corrupt government, as they called it, earlier than that, certainly back to the time of a very unpopular and unsuccessful war, which the British were fighting against the American colonists in the late 1770s and early 1780s. Now, this kind of radicalism turns on ideas of citizenship, the belief that citizens had political rights by virtue of being people, not by virtue of being large landowners or successful mill owners or other kinds of fat cat. Radicalism of this kind was concerned with cleaning up government, getting rid of what were called placemen, people who were doing the government's bidding, but not actually representing people very effectively, and linked to that, claims for much more appropriate representation, not just of interests, as I say, but of individuals. So the agitation for citizenship is something which comes directly out of the French Revolution, and in the 1790s there are outbreaks of radical activity which coincide with downturns in the economy, rising food prices, and so on, unemployment. And that's a theme which will take us through this period. As mass movements, radicalism was a threat to the authorities really only when the economy was not generating the number of jobs that were required to keep people in work. So in terms of the conditions that brought about radicalism, we need to think of economic factors, which tend to be recurrent. The fallout of the Industrial Revolution, which created massive new opportunities and new jobs, but which was very volatile. There were almost as many slumps as there were booms. So there are economic factors on the one hand, and there are these political factors, which I've been talking about, on the other.